You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do you remember a few months ago when I was talking about Gretchen's other daughter who teaches swim classes to like toddlers?
Yes, and the funny part was she couldn't swim?
She doesn't know how to swim.
She doesn't know how to swim, that's right.
So she doesn't know how to swim, but her job is to teach swimming to kids, like preschoolers. I wouldn't say toddlers, preschoolers.
Yeah. So she's just got to stand there. She can touch
pretty
the bottom.
Much.
She can touch
she
the bottom.
She doesn't know how to swim. She's teaching swimming. To me, that's funny.
Yep.
But not as funny as what her next goal is and what she's decided she wants to do as her next job. Lifeguard.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding about this.
Well, there's going to be a test before she can do this. She's not going to make it. She's not going to get in.
That's not what I'm told.
They don't just hand out lifeguard certificates and say, there you go, go save some lives.
All I'm saying
no,
is that...
No, not a chance. And what pool is doing that? And remind me to never go to that pool if that's the case. No.
Now, there is something charming about somebody who says, I don't know how to swim, but I'm going to teach swim classes. And that same person saying, I don't really know how to swim, but I want to be a lifeguard. There is something charming about that.
Is it charming or is it something else?
Dangerous? It's also dangerous, but...
Yeah, or is it something else?
You think I'm making all this up, and I am
no,
not. So,
no,
that's what's going on.
You know,
I just wanted to give you that update so you could...
Shoot for the stars, kid.
Shoot for the stars.
You go.
Story came out the other day about who Americans say is the most stressful person in their life. I want you to think about all of the different people you interact with, whether it's family, friends, coworkers, whatever. I mean, it could be, you know, people at the grocery store. Who is the most stressful person in your life? I'll let everybody think about that for a second.
Sit on it. Think.
Do we want to go first before I tell you the results of the survey?
I mean, obviously, we can't just come right out and say it because people listen. I mean, I will immediately say that easily 3 to 4 family members, first thing, stress me out.
I could see that.
Bosses? Not at all. Not at all. Coworkers? Maybe one?
I can't wait to get you off here and find out what
you know, I'm not going to say, because everybody
doing.
And their mother listens. I'm not going to say. So who's yours?
Everybody and their mother listens. Everybody and your mother listens.
Right, right. Does my mom stress you out?
Your mom might stress me out if I was around her all the time, but as it is, she just provides me endless hours of entertainment. So
yeah, that's true.
She can't stand me, but I absolutely adore her.
True, it's true.
True on both counts.
Come on, who's stressing you out?
Well, I would say there are the two biggest causes. Here's the funny thing in my world. The people who cause me the most stress are people I don't even know. Huh. But they are the leading cause of stress for my wife, which then spills over because she has to deal with it. And so...
You got contagious
interestingly,
stress.
Interestingly enough, the most stress that I get is from having to deal with people that I don't know.
It's residual stress, kind
of,
huh?
That's a good way of looking
mm-hmm.
at it.
Yeah.
And that's not me, you know, pussyfooting around this conversation. I mean, that if I was able to take that side of the equation out, pretty charmed life, right? And you know what else? Is that I've made a decision several years ago to just pretty much excise people who are stress inducers from my life.
That's good.
Because they're not worth it. And one or two of them were friends, but they cause too much stress.
It's not healthy. It's not good for you.
Yeah. And I found that it's difficult to do when you're young. Like, we have people listening right now in their late teens and 20s. I know we do. And it's really difficult to you know, excise, cut out,
weed your garden.
Eliminate some people in your life because you just can't imagine. Like, oh, but they're a good friend. I can't.
You keep giving them chances and chances and chances, and you're trying to do the right thing. But then at some point, you got to look at yourself and inside and how you're feeling and be like, this is just not healthy.
You know, for over 20 years on this show, we have advocated for people to weed their garden. That's the phrase that we've constantly used, and our listeners have picked up on it. They parrot it back to us all the time. And I'll tell you what, I mean, you want to get rid of stress? Weed your garden. And it might be, that might cause short-term stress because you're like, oh, I can't imagine breaking up with my best friend.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'll be a stressful moment.
But the long run. Long run.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Because stress kills.
Sure does.
I mean, it really does. It kills. And you don't think it does because it doesn't happen overnight. But long term, that stress is...
It'll eat away at you. It'll give you heart issues. Man. Is there anybody else on that list? I mean, was there a whole list?
I have it in front of me.
Okay.
So the number one person that people named as causing stress in their life was their spouse or partner.
Oh, and see, that for me, that would be the very bottom. Like zero stress from knick-knack. Nothing.
Yeah. At all. And so I don't know if my, you know, with what I said counts as making, you know, my spouse my number one cause of stress, but it's not her.
It's not her. No, it's
you
not
know,
her.
It's what she has
and
to
just,
deal with.
And you just, you care for her, and then that in turn gives you stress. And
yeah, unfortunately, she has a kind of a...
You don't need to say.
She has a...
It's all right.
She made some unfortunate choices earlier in her life, and... Now she's paying the price for it.
Sure.
So,
there you
because
go.
Of people. Your boss was number two on the list.
Yeah.
No, it depends. Which boss are we talking about?
I guess we've had technically two bosses.
We have two bosses.
Three, maybe? Three?
Two.
one of them for sure, no. And the other one is not that bad either. It's not that bad.
It's just, again,
it's fine.
More humorous. Listen, you know, we do a morning radio show. It's kind of our job to poke at, you know, our bosses.
You got to.
Especially Studley Steve.
We can get away with it.
It's our job to make fun of Studley Steve.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's got sturdy shoulders. He can handle it, especially since he's been working out.
He fires back, too, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a one-way street here.
He doesn't just go belly up. I mean, he will dish it out. Number three on the list, Jeremy, your parents.
Okay, I could see
Anything
that.
Anything you want to say about that?
I can see that. No, I'm happy.
Nothing you want to say about that?
No.
Number four, your kids. Come on. There are times that your kids drive you insane.
But is driving insane different than being stressed?
Oh, not necessarily.
Oh,
like
I remember
when Dominic was a teenager, great kid, but it's the nature of being a teenager.
That's the thing.
There's a lot of stress.
My kids now who are 9 and under, they're just annoying sometimes and they're a pain in the butt. And they're just kids. I mean, they're young and stupid. They're kids, okay? But I can see being the teenage years... A whole lot of stress. Where are they at? Who are they hanging with? What are they doing? How fast are they driving?
Are they driving?
Why aren't they home yet? Oh, I can't imagine the stress that's coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then there's the list goes on to say coworkers, an ex.
I didn't mean to say my kids are stupid. Going back a step.
I thought you said they were annoying.
I just said they're young. They're stupid. They're not stupid. But they're you know what I mean.
We don't mean in terms of
they're not stupid.
Quotient.
They're
we're
just
not talking about their IQ.
Naive.
We're just talking about kids do stupid things.
They do stupid things
because we did.
Don't
we
email me. Yeah,
go ahead, email me.
No, I don't want to.
And number seven on the list, I can't believe it's not higher, is a friend.
Yep.
Remember what we said about weeding your garden, and apparently
friends are the worst sometimes.
I think some people are in denial about it.
They
though.
Come to you with all their problems.
You know,
the shoulder to cry
people,
on.
It could be that people say, I can't weed my garden because even though that friend is stressful, I don't know who I would replace them with who might be worse.
Right? It's like
the stress you know versus the stress
you don't know. That's a great point. I've never thought about it like that.
Like if you blow out your friends and weed your garden. Who's going to take their spot?
I get worse.
And ultimately,
friends.
Will they be any better than what you have
That's
now?
That's funny because you always hope for better friends, but you could get worse ones. And then you got to go crawling back, and that's even more stressful.
It's like a job, right? You're like, oh, should I quit this job and take that new one?
Mm-hmm.
Because that one, you know, is the grass is always greener kind of thing. It'll mm-hmm. be great. And then you get into that new job, and you're like, this is worse situation than what I was in.
This grass is dead.
If you could identify the most stressful person in your life, because they asked thousands of Americans and they answered things like their spouse was number one, which Jeremy and I are not on board with that.
We're lucky, I guess. We're lucky with that.
Boss, parents, kids were all in the top five. Mm-hmm. But let's go to the phones and find out from one of our listeners. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey,
so what do you know about stress?
So my extreme stress level this year has been having 43 parents observing me as I'm teaching their students.
Oh, like the remote learning and having the parents there and
yes,
critiquing your every move.
How funny that I never even considered that. And I know that Jeremy's been doing remote learning. It never dawned on me to think about a teacher who normally has the kids alone in a room. Now the parents are standing there watching.
Well, even if we're off to the side, Michelle, I mean, I was making comments from time to time, like, nah, they're doing it wrong. That's not right. That's not how, that's not how I would do it.
Your teacher can hear that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Just being a teacher in general, I think, and having to deal with all those parents, this year,
I couldn't do it.
Nicole was heavily involved with the science fair. She was chair of the fair, and just dealing with 50 some kids for that and the emails that were coming in. And then after it was over, dealing with the parents spouting off about how their kid should have won and where is their trophy and why didn't they win and let me see the results.
Gee, Michelle, you don't know anything about parents complaining, right?
I don't know how you do it, Michelle. You're a saint.
You know what? Big hug to you.
What grade? What grade are you teaching?
Third.
Third? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're just out of. They're just out of the wetting their pants mode, and they haven't quite got into the snarky smart alecky mode. So you might be right in a golden age right there, right?
Sweet spot, yeah.
It's the sweet spot. It is the sweet spot.
Good for you.
Thank
you.
Hey,
thanks for all you do. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great day today.
You too, boys.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
I never thought about that.
Teachers, man. All the stuff
I never
they deal
thought
with.
About. The remote learning, the parents watching you teach their kids.
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty of that.
What? That's not how you do math. What is this newfangled math you're laying
on my child? No. Where I come from, we carry the one.